we've got. Title of my message today is Reality Check. Say that with me. Reality Check. And I need you engaged today. It's going to really help you listen today. You're at Fellowship Church. You're part of Fellowship Church. You're here today. And you need to really get this message and let it get inside of you, because I want you to feel what I feel. Okay? I want us to have that mission together and that purpose together. Okay? And we'll be a better church if we can do that. So, Reality Check. All right? Little subtitle today. I do that a lot. What Fellowship Church is about. Say this part with me. What Fellowship Church is what? Say it with me again. What Fellowship Church is what? Okay, so we're going to learn today. All right? We're going to learn what we're about. And you might say, well, hey, you know what we're about. Well, just unfortunately for you, I was here. Or fortunately for you. One or the other. Amen? No, I know what we're about. And I know what the heartbeat of our ministry is, because it's my heartbeat as well. Amen? So we're going to talk about it today. Let's look at it. Let's go with it. When Fellowship Church was started 10 years ago, I chose the name Fellowship Church. Didn't have a committee. What do y'all think? I chose the name Fellowship Church. You know why I chose it? Real spiritual reason. Because it sounded what? That's it. I'm sorry if I wasn't more spiritual for you. I chose it because it sounded nice. It's hard to say, I go to Fellowship Church. It's just hard to say that mean. You know, I go to fellowship. You can't say fellowship without your teeth or your fellowship. When you say fellowship, you're you see what I'm saying? Try it. Yeah, fellowship. You see? So I chose it because it sounded really nice. Keep looking. The word fellowship literally means having things in common. Say that with me. Having things in common. One more time. Having things in common. And you see it in the New Testament. They broke fellowship. They had fellowship together. So it's a great Bible word. But I chose it because it sounded really nice. And I had a friend of mine. Wasn't a real good friend. He's a big PR guy. He helped start VeggieTales years ago. He's in Dallas, Texas. And he went to a church called Fellowship Church. And I thought it was the dumbest thing on the planet, because it didn't have something in between the fellowship and the church. You're supposed to be fellowship something church. You see what I'm saying? Fellowship church. Something like, you like, you missed it. What happened to you people? Fellowship church. But it stuck in my mind. What a nice name. Fellowship Church. So that's how the name got here. Now, Fellowship Church, say it with me. We love, and we love. Have you ever heard that before? Have you heard that around here? Does that come as a surprise to you today? No. Fellowship Church, we love Jesus and we love people. Keep looking. Where'd that come from? Well, good, bad, or ugly, came from me. Okay? We love Jesus and we love people. I wanted a place, say it with me, where Jesus would be what? Not loving a denomination. Not slamming denominations today, but I didn't want to start a church where we love a denomination. Or a creed. Or a set of rules. But I wanted a place where we loved who? Jesus Christ. Number two, I wanted a place, say it with me, where what? People would be loved. I wanted a place where people would be loved. What does that mean? Well, you got to know what I was thinking. Not judged. Say that with me. Not what? All right? If that's what you like to do, you're going to be very uncomfortable around me. And hopefully around a lot of people in this building. You hear me? Yes or no? Okay? What does that mean? It doesn't mean it. You don't have to make decisions, or at times other believers have to be corrected and need to be corrected, but we do that in what? In love. Here's what I mean by that. We don't look down on folk. Say that with me. We don't look down on folk. I know that's a country thing. Let's say it again. We don't look down on who? On folk. No, sir. You come here, you're welcome here. If you take the time to get your tail out of bed, and the things you could do, especially where we live, you go to the beach or wherever. Go play golf, whatever, man. And you roll up in here and you come to Fellowship Church, Listen, we're pitiful if we don't welcome you. You're welcome here. All people are welcome here. Not judged, not looked down on. We've had some strange people over 10 years. Some of y'all still here. Hey, I guarantee it, of the preachers in the area, I'm the strangest. Wouldn't you agree? I'm the goofiest of all of them. Amen? Yeah, come on. So, apple didn't fall far from the tree is what I'm saying here. Here we go. But you're not judged, you look down on. Keep looking. I knew what church hurt felt like. I knew what church hurt felt like. As a pastor for 17 years, I'd experienced it. It's all right, it happens. But I wanted Fellowship Church to be a place where both, say it with me, Jesus and people were loved. So that's where we came from. Now, I didn't know where I was headed. I didn't know where I was headed with this, we love Jesus and we love people. I didn't know where I was headed with this narrow mission statement. But I was confident. Say confident with me. That I was going in the right direction. I believe I was on to something. And I've been in Inglewood a long time and love people. Saved, lost, up, down, fine people. How did I know I was on to something? When it gets back to this, we love Jesus, we love people. I didn't make it up. It's built on something greater. It's from the Bible. Look at it. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love your neighbor as yourself. And I love this. On these two commandments, hang everything. Did you hear me? On these two commandments, hang it all. You love God, you love Jesus, you love people. If you do that, you'll succeed. And I received that. And that's what we did. Amen. So that's what we say. So when we say we love Jesus, well, y'all, you got your little slogan, we love Jesus, we love people. It's not a slogan. It's what it's all about. When we do this, it's what it's all about. We love Jesus and we love what? People. Reality check. Here we go. What is Fellowship Church about? Let's go to the Bible. I've got a story that can tell it better than I could ever tell it. And I've broken it down for you so you can see it. What is loving Jesus? What is loving people? What is judging Jesus? What is judging people? What does it look like? Here we go. We love Jesus and we love people. In Luke 7, about 20 verses right here. I got to rattle them off. And the Lord said, whereunto then shall I liken the men of this generation? And what are they like? He says, they are like children sitting in the marketplace, calling one to another, saying, we've piped unto you, and you didn't dance. We've mourned, and you didn't weep or cry. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, he's got a devil. The Son of Man, Jesus, has come eating and drinking, and you say, behold, a glutton and a winebibber, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of her children. What does that mean? We're fixing to get into a story. But look at it at the beginning. What prevents us from reaching people for Christ? What prevents us from loving people? What prevents us from being effective as a church to reach people for Christ and to love Jesus Christ? Number one, we're childish. Say that with me. We're what? We piped and you didn't dance. We so often act like babies. That's why we don't reach our community. You don't do it like we do it. And we just take our little stuff and we go home. Y'all hear me or not? This is the Word of God. Did you see it? We're judgmental. This is why we don't reach people for Christ. This is why churches struggle. We're judgmental. You know what they said, the religious? The spiritual said, quote, spiritual said, they said, John's got a devil and Jesus is a drunk. My gosh, no wonder they weren't effective. And the last thing we so often do, why aren't we effective for Christ and reaching people for Christ and loving the Lord? We justify ourselves. We do these things, and yet we say to ourselves, we're what? I'm okay. Now, you're not okay, but I'm okay. And so we go. All right? So, those things prevent us from being effective for loving Christ and loving people. He gives us this story. And then I'm going to tell you what he did. That just happened. And he goes to one of the most religious people's homes. And I want you to see loving Jesus and loving people, what it looks like and what it doesn't look like in living color. Here we go. And one of the Pharisees, you couldn't be more religious, knew more Bible than everybody. To be a Pharisee, you had to near memorize the whole Old Testament, or certainly the first five books of the Bible. That's pretty spiritual. How many memorized the first five books of the Bible? You're in the house. You know every word of the first five books of the Bible. So this guy knew more than you and me. And one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. Jesus would go to supper with him. And Jesus went into the Pharisee's house, and he sat down to eat with him. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a what? Most likely a prostitute. When she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, she brought an alabaster box of ointment. She stood at his feet behind him, weeping. Began then to wash his feet, Jesus' feet, with her tears. She wiped his feet with the hairs of her head. She kissed his feet. She anointed them with the ointment. And when the Pharisee, which had invited him in to supper, when he saw what was going on, he spoke within himself. Oh, he didn't say it out loud. But he said it inside of him. This man, this so-called Jesus person, if he were a prophet, he would have known what manner of woman this is that touches him. Say it with me, for she is a what? Can we say it? Say it with some feeling. She's a sinner. Let's learn about loving Jesus and loving people and what it looks like and what it doesn't look like. You've got the religious and you've got the irreligious. He thought he was a saint. She knew she was a sinner. See the difference, yes or no? He opened his home. She opened her. He was on his feet. She was at his feet. Does it look different or not? He was in his face. She was on her face. He watched while she washed. He said within. She showed without. He doubted Jesus. She believed Jesus. He annoyed Jesus. She anointed Jesus. Does it look different, folks? Yes or no? Did you see it in the Bible? Can you see which one of those fellowship church needs to be? Is it pretty clear for us? Can you see it? Yes or no? The story goes on. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say to you. He says, bring it on. There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he forgave both of them. Tell me therefore, which do you think will love him the most? The one who was forgiven 50, the one who was forgiven 500. Simon answered and said, I suppose he to whom he forgave the most. And Jesus said unto him, say it with me, you have rightly what? Good answer. And then he turned, Jesus turned to the woman. He said, Simon, you see this woman? I entered into your house and you didn't give me no water for my feet. But she's washed my feet with her tears. She's wiped them with the hairs of her head. You didn't give me no kiss. But this woman, since I got here, since she came in, she ain't stopped kissing my feet. My head with oil you didn't anoint. But this woman has anointed my feet with ointment. You know what Jesus was saying? Here it is, plain English. You gave me no water. You gave me no welcome. You gave me no worship. You learning? Wherefore I say unto you, her sins, which are how many? Many are forgiven. For she loves much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loves what? Little. And he said unto her, your sins are forgiven. She loved much. Say that with me. Because she was, one more time, she loved because she was forgiven. One more time, she loved because she was forgiven. He loved little because he was little forgiven. How y'all doing with this loving Jesus, loving people? Are you seeing it today? I thought I wouldn't say a whole lot. I'll let you just see it. And they that sat at meat with him began to say, the other Pharisees and religious people, these were the most religious, most, you couldn't get any more religious than these people. They that said it me began to say within themselves, who is this that forgives sins also? And Jesus said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace. Get out of here. What did we see in our story? They judged too. And she what? And we see, I'm sure it wasn't just Simon, I'm sure it was the others. They judged the woman. Jesus, what the woman? He loved the woman. You understand? Keep that in mind at Fellowship Church as we move forward in the future. Has Jesus had to forgive you? Say, has He had to forgive you? Or are you little forgiven? Amen? I think when we get to heaven and we see like He sees, I think He's going to unpeel the onion a little bit. And I think we all going to find there was a little bit more, excuse me, crap than we thought on the inside of us. You excusing me this morning, say? It sure would behoove us as we work with this community that we think that way now and not wait till we get over yonder to see it. You understand? Loving people because you've been loved and forgiven. Amen? And loving Him. Keep looking. All right, if you love Jesus, you'll what? Help me now. Are y'all live and up now? Here we go. If you love Jesus, you'll love. If you love. You'll love. If you love, you'll love. There you go. All righty. Got it? He said, hang it all on that. Is that what he said? Absolutely. Now let's keep looking. So what is Fellowship Church about? Did we get it? We're halfway home then. We're halfway home. Wait, no. Say it with me. Fellowship Church, here we go. We love, and we love. It's our mission. It's who we are. Has that changed? 10 years I've been here. Has that changed? Hadn't changed a bit. Still who we are. Because I'm going to tell you, it's who I am. That don't mean I'm perfect. I don't get it all right sometimes. I get flustered just like a lot of people do. worse at times. But I know me, and I know what drives my engine. I know what gets me up and keeps me going. It's loving Jesus Christ and loving His and people. And I love this community, guys. I'm going to tell you something right now. I love this community. Whether these people come to our church or not, if somebody from Fellowship goes and hurts them, it's going to tick me off because I love them. You understand? Yes or no? Waitresses, and I've got some waitresses in the house today. Janet's waited on me for years and years and years and years and years. Janet told me years ago, and I've had several tell me since, that Sundays were the hardest after church because that's when you deal with the meanest people. Is that right, Janet? I got it on word from the waitress right here. She's known as Miss Inglewood's waitress. But how long have you been waitress in Inglewood? How long? 15, 20 years. I'll take her word for it. Amen? We don't want to be that way, guys. We're going to love people. We're going to love Jesus. We're not going to be mean. Yes or no? Amen. Come on. Hope I ain't wore you out. Am I boring you? I hope not. Come on. Well, I got to deal with what we're not about. See, that part was good, right? Love Jesus, love people. Now I got to deal with the part that ain't so good. Here we go. Come on. What Fellowship Church is not about? Say that with me. This is where you definitely want to set up. And by the way, you can go online and hear this message again in case you miss some of my quotes I'm going to say here in just a little bit. Amen? Here we go. What Fellowship Church is what? So this would be a good time to listen up. What Fellowship Church is not about? Okay? We're not about, say it with me, division and what? I need you to set up and listen to me now. We are not about what? Division and gossip. Okay? It's not what we're about. If that's what you're about, either you're going to change or something else got to give. Y'all hearing me? Yes or no? Okay? And you'll see why we're not about that. Let's look at it. What does division mean? Why are you not about that, Pastor? Why don't you want division and gossip at your church? Why? Don't you need some of that? No. Division means this, to separate into parts, to prevent people and groups from uniting or coming together. It means a line separating two. All right? That's what it means. Straight up as brothers and sisters in Christ, we are to not have divisions among us. Did y'all know that? Yes or no? As brothers and sisters in Christ, we're not to have divisions among us. Y'all listening? We're not building a facility down there in the middle of Rotunda where we're going to reach people for Jesus so that we can get in there and be all divided. Is that goofy or what? Dumbest thing on the planet. Amen. Divisions. What do I do when there are divisions in church? What do I do as a believer at Fellowship Church? I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. Y'all ready to find out what the Bible says? Now I beseech you, brethren, say it with me. Mark. Say mark. Mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you've learned, and avoid them. What have we learned as the doctrine, as the key thing that all the law of the prophets hang on, is to love who? And to love. And so, if there's divisions where it's contrary to that, what we're doing, that's a problem. Y'all listening? Okay? The Bible says, mark them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own what? Belly. Their own gut, whatever they're feeling, that's what they do. And by good words and fair speeches, do what? Deceive the hearts of the who? The simple. Okay? So divisions. All right? Here's what division sounds like. In case you go, Pastor, what are you talking about? Now listen to me. I could write books on this stuff. Not because I'm smart, but because I've lived. And I've been a pastor for years and years and years and years and years and years and years. And I've worked with people. Here's what it sounds like. Just a little bit. Here we go. You don't do it like we do it. Hello? Hang on. You didn't miss one, did you? Hello? Come on. Oh, my goodness. Get it. Is the high school ringing or something? Here we go. Come on. Don't be laughing, Rachel. Stop it. Here's what division sounds like. You don't do it like we do it. You don't look like we look. Come on. You don't dress like we dress. Are you listening to me? You don't sing songs like we sing songs. Do you think I've ever heard that here? You don't use the Bible like we use. Did you not use the King James Bible? That's the oldest version about it that you can use, other than me trying to find some original manuscripts which really ain't around to find. But that don't please some folk. You don't operate things like we do. I'm sorry that you weren't here when we started Fellowship Church and I couldn't do it your way. I'm sorry about that. Is that all right? Say. That's called division. Did y'all hear me or not? That's what it sounds like. The Bible says that people that do that should be marked. And if you have any spiritual stamina and understanding, you're going to pick up on it when it happens. And you're going to know it. The problem is, often we don't do anything about it. But the Bible says you need to mark that. And it says avoid them. Does it say avoid them? Let's avoid them. You know what division says? Here's what it says. Here's what division says. We're better than you. That's what division says. Division always says, I'm better than you. Oh, no, I didn't mean it like that. No, that's what you just said. See? You're just trying now to cover your tail. But that's what division means. I'm better than you. I don't know about y'all. I don't take too kind to that. Y'all listening or not? That attitude and behavior is pitiful and pathetic, and it's not allowed here at Fellowship Church. Did y'all hear me? Amen. We're a mission is what we are. We're a mission. We're a mission. Did you know we don't even have a church home yet? When you ask people, if you say to somebody, I go to Fellowship Church, they won't go, yeah, you're that church at... If you say United Methodist, they'll know right where you're at. If you say Suncoast Worship, they'll know right what you're talking about. It's the first thing that pops in people's mind is a building, and that's okay. Did you know we're so much of a mission that when you ask people, or you say you go to Fellowship Church, here's their number one answer. I've seen your bumper sticker. Number one answer. I've seen your signs. I've seen your billboard. And if you go, no, we meet at the high school, a lot of them will go, y'all meet at the high school? Because there's a high school here all week and we get our signs up for one day and that's it and then they're gone. You understand? We're a mission. Our mission is to love Jesus and to love people. We're building a facility to worship Jesus Christ, to reach people as a mission outpost, to reach people, to let them know we love them, we care about them. Y'all listening to me? Listen, guys, we're a mission. And absolutely our focus cannot be divided in any way, shape, or form. Y'all listening? And if that's you, you don't belong here. Did you hear me? Because we're on a team and we're working as a team. And if it means I lose the heavy hitter that could pop them right out of the park, well, adios. I guess I might have to use a couple other people that's going to hit a base hit somehow the way. We'll get on base somehow. Amen. Yes or no? But when we win, we're winners. And when we win, we're going to hold our head up high because we won the right way. Y'all listening? This is the Bible. We're different. And we're from different backgrounds. That's a given at Fellowship Church. Are you kidding me? If I pastored Rockingham, North Carolina, every one of them would be just like me, except maybe one northerner that had moved in. Here we're from all over the country, and we're different. But guess what? That don't give us no excuse. Y'all listening? No, sir. Means we got to work harder. Listen. Thinking you're better, or lording yourself above somebody else is horrible. Let me say that again. Thinking you're better or lording yourself above somebody else is what? Quote me. Y'all listening? Our job here is to watch for the souls of men. That's an awesome responsibility. How many were saved? You know for sure this is Fellowship Church where you came to know Christ as your Savior. Can I see your hands? Let me look at you in the building. Got them all over here. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. That's an awesome responsibility, amen, that we have to share the gospel of Christ. How many came back to Christ? You came back to a relationship with Christ, and you actually got right with God. Can I see your hand? Got right with God. That's an awesome responsibility, guys. We got to be serious. Y'all listening, yes or no? Am I losing you? You might say, Clark, what are you doing? What's our 10th anniversary? This is important. This is a milestone. We need to know who we are and where we're headed. Amen? And plus, a lot of us, like I said, you weren't here. You've heard me, but you've maybe not heard it so clear. We're about fellowship. And what's fellowship about? So we're about what? Which is about what? Can we do it one more time? We're about, which is about, I mean, that's pretty simple. Wouldn't you say? Okay. Well, we started our message. We're not about divisions, what? At all. Period. 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 You might say, well, Clark, you're tough. You're mean. You don't like divisions. No! No! Not at all. I didn't give my life to Christ to referee a fight. I gave my life to Christ to see people come to Christ and grow in the Lord and serve and multiply themselves over and over again so we can see more come to Christ before He comes again or before we all out of here one day. Amen? Pretty simple. Come on, praise the Lord. Pretty simple. Come on. Here we go. And you might say, is this something new, Pastor? No, this is why I actually started Fellowship Church. To do what I'm talking about. Y'all hear me or not? And we're going to see next week, did it work? We're going to just do nothing but blessings next week, and you don't even know some of them, and I'm going to try to give them to you. Blessings next week. You talk about, you might be feeling a little rough now. Next week you're going to feel like you're flying out of here, baby. And I got a special thing you're going to get as a gift, but you're going to have to give it back to us on the 4th. You're going to love it. You're going to love this. You've never done this anywhere. I bet you. It's incredible. Next week, blessings. But this is important for us. Let's look at the next thing. This is the toughie. This is tough, guys. Hang on. Grab something. Y'all right? We're not about what? And when I say that, probably some of you go, well, yes, you are, because I hear it. Let's see if we can't work on that. How about that? Say, y'all ready to do some work or not? Okay. And by the way, tell me later after the service if you don't think if this is Bible and I'm being spiritual. Okay? Show me a little pamphlet or something because you're going to have to because I'm going to share the Word. Ready? Here we go. We're not about gossip. Pop it up, Raj. We're rolling. Gossip is Satan. Say it with me. Number one what? Weapon of choice. Number one weapon of choice. So if you gossip, or if you are gossiping, or a gossip, you're using his number one weapon. You ain't using number two. You got the number one weapon of the devil, and that's your weapon you're using. Hope you're proud. Here we go. Who am I? I have no respect for justice. I maim without killing. I break hearts and ruin lives. I am cunning and malicious and gather strength with age. The more I am quoted, the more I am believed. I flourish at every level of society. My victims are helpless. They cannot protect themselves against me because I have no name and no face. To track me down is impossible. The harder you try, the more elusive I become. I am nobody's friend. Once I tarnish a reputation, it's never the same. I topple governments and ruin marriages. I end ministries set up by God. I ruin careers and cause sleepless nights, heartache, and indigestion. I spawn suspicion and generate grief. I make headlines, headaches, and heartaches. I make innocent people cry in their pillows. Even my name hisses. You know why? Because if you're a gossip, you're a snake. Quote me. Okay? The years of ministry I've seen the hurt and damage in people's lives just because we have the freedom to say whatever we want to say. Not as a believer you don't. Matter of fact, the Bible says you're going to give an account of every idle word spoken. Do you know that? It's not something we're about. Keep going. The tongue is a fire, a word of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defiles the whole body. It's set on fire the course of nature. It's set on fire of hell. That's a strong lie. Let's pack it up. Set on course of nature, and it's set on fire of what? Hell. You think I'm tough on gossip. You obviously didn't meet the Apostle James at the first church in Jerusalem. The tongue can no man tame. It's an unruly evil full of what? Deadly poison. Satan wants us to feel inferior and inadequate. Say that with me. Satan wants us to feel inferior and inadequate. And you know what he does? He loves using you and me to make others feel that way. We use that weapon, and other people feel inferior and inadequate. And that's exactly what he wanted. We're not about that. What is gossip? Let's go over it a little bit from the Bible. Gossip's a subtle form of vengeance. It's a subtle form of vengeance. He that hides hatred with lying lips, and he that utters a slander is a what? Fool. Gossip is satanic terrorism within the church. That's why it's not allowed here. I'm no fool to think it doesn't exist from time to time. But we won't build what we want to build for the glory of God and reach folk like we need to if it exists. It will hinder us. Gossip is satanic terrorism within the church. He that hates dissembles with his what? And lays up deceit within him. When he speaks fair, don't believe him. For there are seven abominations in his heart. It's just the Bible. Whose hatred is covered by what? His wickedness shall be showed before the whole congregation. And by the way, if you're a gossip right here today, guess what? That's exactly what just happened. Did that just happen, yes or no? It sure did. It just happened. And I'm not going to apologize for it. That's on you. You understand? Okay? We love Jesus and we love people. I don't want to be a bunch of Pharisees that's inviting Jesus over for supper. I want to be the church where the woman is. Amen. Y'all listening? Come on. Whoso digs a pit shall fall in it. He that rolls a stone, it's going to roll on him. A lying tongue hates those that are afflicted by it. There's just no other way to put it. When one gossips, behind it is hate. Why? Pastor, where you get this stuff? I was raised in Rockingham. I didn't even know this stuff. I got it from the Bible. Y'all listening? And a flattering mouth works what? Ruin. Sure. Keep looking. Gossip usually includes, say it with me, half-truths, although much of it's downright lies. Man, if you don't include at least some half-truths in your gossip, you're not even good at it. Come on! Gossip means to speak against. It means to speak against. Say this part with me. And it's used in... But I'm okay. See, I'm supposed to do it. I'm okay doing it. Won't you run for some political office then? Won't you do it there and not bring it into church house? Say, y'all listen to me. If that's what you want to do, go get you some signs and put them out and run for something. It tears down. A wicked doer gives heed to false lips. A liar gives ear to naughty tongue. It hurts. A wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach in the spirit. The words of a talebearer are wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. They hurt, man. It curses. Therewith bless we God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceeds blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things, what? Ought not so to what? Be. All through the Bible. Gossip is the acting out of a deeper problem. Are y'all watching the screen? This is really big today. Because I'm not just here. I'm just letting us know who we are. We love Jesus. We love people. We're not about division, and we're not about what? Gossip. Okay? Gossip is the acting out of a deeper problem. That's the bottom line. Even though gossips want to put it on somebody else. The fact of the matter is, over years of ministry and from careful reading of Scripture, I've understood gossip is the acting out of a deeper problem. Anger, bitterness, not all of these, but perhaps, hatred, inferiority, low self-esteem, or maybe some deep hurt in their life somewhere. Okay? But being a victim or excuse maker is not going to excuse this. Amen? Y'all okay? What does gossip do? Paralyzes potential, destroys vision of individuals, of future dreams and plans, of ministry. It ruins relationships. Say that with me. It ruins relationships. People that gossip don't understand. They don't understand why all of a sudden we ain't chummy anymore or buddy-buddy anymore. What's up with that? But you're supposed to forgive. Well, I'm telling you what, it ain't about forgiveness. I can forgive as I go, you a gossip. Y'all listen. It ruins relationships. Watch this. A froward man sows strife, and a whisperer does what? Separates what? Is that the Bible or Gary writing? It's the Bible. He that covers a transgression seeks what? Love. But he that repeats a matter separates very friends. Did you know what? We live in America. But did you know what? You don't have to tell everything you know on everybody just because you're free. You're a Christian. You're a brother or sister in Christ. Keep going. A talebearer reveals secrets, but he that's of a faithful spirit does what? Conceals a matter for the greater purpose of loving Jesus and loving people. Guys, we're never going to be perfect. Is that right? We're all occasionally going to mess up and screw up, and, you know, we need people there to support us, not to point it out and tell everybody about it. Amen. Yes or no? Okay? Gossip erodes trust terribly. And at the end of the day, gossip is thinking you're superior and someone else is inferior. That's what it is. That's why I don't want to get in my truck on Sunday morning and get up, yay, hey, and I go get my coffee at McDonald's, yay, and I come to meet with men and pray, just so I can referee a fight. Are you kidding me? No. Or to hear smack? I don't want to do that, guys. Y'all understand? Well, why not? Because I don't have to. Amen. Yes or no? Now, you can live your life like that. I don't have to live my life like that. And I won't. And I'm not going anywhere. Y'all listening? We start what we finish. It's what we do. Amen? So what we do is we make sure our vision is there. We love Jesus. We love people. As we enter this new decade, I guess that's what we're doing. We're fixing to see a building. It's not that far away. We're going to talk about that next week. But we're still a mission meeting in a high school. We've got a bright future. You understand? It's incredible. It sabotages service. Keep going, Raj. I'm sorry. This is something I came up with. I think I came up with it. Raj, you may have somebody along the way. Gossip is the devil's what? So you can't really see it. Watch this. There you go. Satan's number one weapon of choice. Reality check. How do I stop gossiping? How do I stop it? If you're a gossip, how do you stop it? I've had to do this. I've had to do what I'm going to put on this screen. I'm not immune to not running my mouth. I'm not lording this over you today. I'm holding this above me today. Are you listening to me today? This is above me today. It's coming down on me, you sorry preacher. Yeah, it's coming right back on me today. Because I don't want to be that. You listening? It's good for me. So how do you stop gossiping? Face your problem. Say that with me. Face your problem. It's not going to be easy, too. Except what? Last time I checked, if something comes out of your mouth or my mouth, it came out of your mouth or my mouth. We can make up stuff all day long. All day, can you believe this? All day, right there. But baby, when it comes out of your mouth, it's on you. Because it came out of what mouth? Your mouth. Does that make sense? Accept responsibility. The devil made me do it. You ain't Flip Wilson. If you don't know him, get you some old videos. Come on. Ask yourself if you really want to stop this what? Ask yourself if you really want to stop this vicious behavior. It's going to take some real soul searching. Because it's fun. And it works. Can I see your hand today? Maybe not in church, maybe it was in church. How many have had your life adversely affected by someone who gossiped about you? Can I see your hand? Pretty rampant, isn't it? And then finally, sincerely ask God for forgiveness. Sincerely ask God for forgiveness. Hey, look, guys, it's not that if you gossip that you can't stop, you can stop. Yes, you can. Sure you can. God will help you. That's great. Awesome. Okay? The point is, it's just not who we are at Fellowship Church. Got it? Yes or no? It's not who we are. And you might say, Pastor, who you are to tell me who we are? Well, I'm the pastor, and that's not who we are. Got it? That's not who we are. Well, who can I go see to make you that way? You'll have to go to Jesus and ask Him to make me that way, I guess, because ain't nobody else you're going to make me that way. You understand? Say. And I hope I got enough strong men and women that'll catch me behind my back right here and hold me up and say, Pastor, don't you ever give in to that crap and that kind of mess, because we don't want a church like that. Yes or no? Amen? Praise God. Amen? Last thing about gossip, I wish I could say that you can go and fix the damage, but the sad answer is you can't. The anthrax is out. And God's forgiveness is where it ends. That's all you can do. Okay? Sort of sad, isn't it? That's why we don't want it here. Yes or no? Amen? So, reality check. What did we learn today? It's a big, strong message. How many feel like you've been run over by a bus today? Just a little bit. Okay, I went to church. I'll hear it later. I know I'll hear it. It's all he ever does. Listen, leaders lead. Leaders lead. Leaders lead. Okay? And whether you like it or not today, I'm being a leader today. Okay? And I'm leading in love. We love Jesus. We love people. Okay? Certain things aren't tolerated in a home, as a family. Certain things just aren't tolerated. That's just the way it is. Is that right, moms and dads? Yes or no? And certain things, according to the Word of God, are not allowed in the house of God, in the church of God, and in the body. It's a cancer. Amen? Yes or no? So, that's who we are. We are loving Jesus here at Fellowship Church, and we love people. Doesn't mean we have all the answers. Doesn't mean at times we don't have to correct. We should do it in a loving way. But that don't always happen either. You know what I mean? We do our best. That's what we got to try to do, guys. Amen? You hear the message today? Let me ask you this. Do you receive the Word of God today? Do you receive the Word of God into your heart today? Amen? You received the Word of God? Did you see it on the screen today? Do you think Fellowship Church will be a better church and a stronger church if we keep that as our mission focus and what we're about? Yes or no? Do you think we'll be a better church? Come on, praise the Lord. Amen? Amen? Let me ask you this. Since we're a mission and we don't even have a church yet, do you think our future will be brighter, to reach more people? Do you think lost people and new people moving into the area would like to come into a place where it is that? It's that we love Jesus and we love people. And if someone's gossiping or dividing us, we tell them that's not allowed here. Do you think the future will be brighter for Fellowship Church? Yes or no? Do you see what I'm saying? This is important, guys. Come on. Good stuff today. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.